USA Radio News.
COVID-19 cases could start rising again, according to CDC data.
New CDC sewer data is suggesting there will be a rise in COVID-19 cases in the United States. A 10% increase or more in coronavirus wastewater levels was found in a 15-day period from February 24th to March 10th. Of just over 400 wastewater sampling sites, a 10% spike was seen in at least 145. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Burke.
Fox News is reporting that President Joe Biden plans to announce more than $1 billion in military assistance to Ukraine. That aid will include military equipment like anti-armor and anti-air weapons. The Wall Street Journal reports the funding comes from the $13 billion allotment in the omnibus bill signed by the president this week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
The victims of a Seattle crane collapse have reached a settlement. Reporter John Hunt explains.
A jury awarded more than $100 million to some of the victims of a tower crane collapse that killed four people in Seattle in 2019. Workers were disassembling the 300-foot crane in strong wind gusts when it fell from the roof of the Google building under construction in the South Lake Union neighborhood. Two iron workers fell to their death. The crane crushed cars below, killing Sarah Patnip Wong, a 19-year-old Seattle Pacific University student, and Alan Justad, a 71-year-old former city worker.
A convicted swindler who claimed to be a German heiress to finance a posh lifestyle in New York is making a new bid to fight deportation. Anna Sorokin's attorney said Tuesday his client has filed papers to prevent being ejected from the U.S. Sorokin was convicted in 2019. She spent more than 3 years behind bars. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
South Korea's military says North Korea's latest weapons launch apparently ended in failure. The launch was detected amid speculation that the North could soon launch its biggest long-range missile in its most significant provocation since 2017. It's not immediately clear what North Korea launched Wednesday morning. It's the 10th such weapons test this year. New York police officers are reporting the suspect in last weekend's stabbing at the Museum of Modern Art has been arrested.
The New York Police Department is reporting the suspect in last weekend's stabbing at the Museum of Modern Art was arrested overnight. 60-year-old Gary Cabana had been on the run since the incident on Saturday night. He was apprehended by Philadelphia police at the Greyhound bus station and is awaiting extradition to New York for arrest and pending charges. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You may soon be able to skip falling back and springing ahead for daylight saving time. On Tuesday, the U.S. Senate unanimously passed the Sunshine Protection Act, which would permanently extend daylight saving time from 8 months of the year to the full 12 months. Second gentleman Doug Emhoff has tested positive for COVID-19. His wife, Vice President Kamala Harris, tested negative but skipped an equal pay day event at the White House out of an abundance of caution. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.